This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We welcome in now former Senator Jim Talent this morning. And Jim, welcome in. How are you?
I'm fine, Mark. Thank you.
Good. Breaking news here. Obviously, the House passing the reconciliation bill. We just had Josh Hawley on talking about the odds of this thing getting through the Senate intact. And Claire McCaskill and the Democrats are tap dancing because they're convinced that the Lisa Murkowskis and the Susan Collins in the Senate might 86 this, to use a phrase Jim Comey doesn't understand.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think they're going to get a bill through the Senate. I think it'll be a different bill in many respects, but not in a lot of respects. And then they'll go to a conference committee and come out with a compromise. And then I expect that to pass as well. I mean, you knew this was going to be difficult from the nature of the thing, and also because in the House they have such a narrow majority. But they focused on getting it out, and they did. Abe Lincoln said one time, I navigate point to point. That's what Johnson and the House leaders are doing. They're just taking one step at a time, doing what they have to do to get this done. And I think they will. They're going to try to do it by July 4th. And I hope they can.
Yeah, well, they've definitely got a little bit of a steep climb. I mean, but what it does here in terms of making these tax cuts permanent. I just found this out yesterday that the tax credit they want to give for babies, I didn't realize this until I heard Secretary Haslett mention it. The tax credit for $1,000 for every newborn goes into a fund and it's invested in the child's name. And then when they turn 18, they have access to the money. Is 18 or 21? I don't know. When they become of age. So it's not like it's a check being handed to the parents. It's an investment in their future. That's huge.
Yeah, it's the use of tax policy, in this case, to help people accumulate assets.
Right.
And, you know, it's well known, Mark, that this is especially important for people coming from a poor background. The accumulation of assets is really important to get out of poverty. I'm glad they're doing this. Now, of course, there is an argument that the tax code should be simplified and not used for specific purposes like this, but that ship has kind of sailed, right? In other words, we don't have a simple tax code. So this is not changing or remaking the entire tax policy of the United States. It's an attempt to keep taxes from going up, to get the economy moving and to benefit Americans and to fulfill one of the president's promises. And we've got a significant victory now, and now we move over to the Senate and we'll see what they do with it.
Jim, did you get a chance to watch that? Well, I would call it awkward at times, interaction between President Trump and the president from South Africa yesterday. Curious to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, what's awkward is, and that's a euphemism, is what they're doing in South Africa. I mean, this has been coming for a long time, but it's just open racial oppression. whether you want to call it genocide or not yet, obviously the president's correct about the number of killings. I mean, all this is documented. And the leaders of the South African government have been encouraging it, and the president confronted the president of South Africa with it. You know, everybody says, oh, Trump doesn't care about human rights, et cetera. So then when he does show concern for human rights, they criticize him. But this is a problem in South Africa, and I don't think it's going to get better anytime soon. So I'm glad the president said what he said.
Yeah, here's part of it for people that missed it.
You're taking people's land away from them. And those people, in many cases, are being executed. They're being executed. And they happen to be white, and most of them happen to be farmers. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough situation.
You know, the president of South Africa likened what he's doing to eminent domain, Jim. It was such a ridiculous argument. I think I laughed out loud when I heard him say it.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the governments of the UK, Canada, and France are criticizing Israel for going after Hamas. And then again, they accuse Trump of not caring about human rights. It's an absolute inversion, which the elites in many of these countries have bought into. And, if I think about it too long, I start getting very angry. But you're perfectly entitled to ask about it. I mean, it's of a piece with so much that we're seeing, where these people at the top, at the commanding heights of our culture, expect us to just not believe our own eyes and to believe what they're telling us. We're just going through another round of this with Biden, and it's incredible on issue after issue after issue. And then they wonder why nobody trusts them anymore, why these institutions have lost credibility, and why in America anyway, we're trying to clean it up. Europeans would be well advised to follow suit, but I'm not holding my breath.
Well, and to try to claim that Trump's only letting them in because they're white. You keep hearing some of these liberals try to make that argument. Like, oh, it's because they're white, otherwise they wouldn't be allowed in.
Yeah, well, here's the word, and of course I don't know about everyone individually, but people have a right to come in and claim asylum when they are the victim of oppression, systematic oppression, based on certain factors, and one of them is race. Yes. There's others as well. You know, religion is one of them. So here are people who actually have a claim to asylum, and they don't want them to come in. Well, at the same time, they're telling us that we can't deport the people who came in under a claim. And, you know, nobody believes that some vanishingly small number of them may have a legitimate claim, and they get the right to litigate it if they do, but most of them don't.
Yeah, it's media malpractice again. Jim Talent, thanks for your time.
You're welcome, guys.
You bet. We'll talk soon. Former Senator Jim Talent. We're going to be back. We got Kim on a whim still to come. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.